The numbers, initially obtained from the Registry of Motor Vehicles by the Boston Herald, indicate that 947 chronic drunk drivers with five or more offenses in the Commonwealth are still legally on the road. The number comes from serial offenders who have not been convicted of violating state law since passage of 2005's Melanie's Law, which aims to punish repeat offenders by the installation of ignition interlock systems after a second offense and increases punishments for further offenses, which can result in a lifetime license suspension. Because the 947 serial offenders committed crimes before Melanie's Law was enacted, they are effectively grandfathered in under the law. State Representative Michael Brady, vice chair of the Joint Committee on Public Safety and Homeland Security, reacted to the numbers, saying that he will take action into seeing what the legislature can do to remove repeat offenders from the road.
There's got to be other ways to keep repetitive drunk drivers off the street, so we got to do any means possible. I will be talking with my chairman of public safety, I'm the vice chairman, to see what other means we can do to get the repetitive drunk drivers off the street, because the public safety obviously is at the forefront.
David DeLulis, program manager for the Massachusetts Office of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, said that revoking licenses will not do enough to keep a serial drunk driver from getting back behind the wheel.
I don't think that we need to look at the licensing procedures necessarily. What we need to do is look at a way of expanding our interlock program to include, not just the repeat offenders, but all convicted offenders across the board.
Last month, the state legislature closed a loophole in Melanie's Law, revealed in the Supreme Judicial Court case, Souza versus Registrar of Motor Vehicles. The decision by the court overturned license suspension of some repeat offenders. State Representative William Smitty Pignatelli also reacted to the numbers of habitual offenders still on the roads.
There's always a concern to try to protect people who had an offense maybe 3 or 4 years before the law came into play. And I think that was the intent originally, but to have so many out there with multiple offenses in light of the situations that we've all experienced, especially right here in the Berkshires, I think we really need to recognize that, and maybe grandfathering is not any kind of protection we should give to anybody.
Pignatelli recently issued a late-file bill that would seek to issue any convicted drunk driver with a replacement license, clearly identifying them to bartenders and others selling alcohol. Pignatelli said that the bill is in place to specifically raise awareness of the issue, not restrict alcohol sales. He said that he hopes the bill will be fresh in the minds of legislators in the next session.
Still hopeful, and my intent this year filing a bill was more about continuing the dialogue, raising the awareness, and hopefully teeing it up for the next session starting in January.
The current legislative session ends on July 31st. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.